Dr. Sandler reviewed with the group the updated findings from ECOG 4599, specifically safety and toxicity data. The incidence of hemorrhage was 4.7% in the Bev arm compared to 1.1% without Bev. The rate of febrile neutropenia was 5.4% versus 2%. As in other studies, the rates of hypertension and proteinuria were increased with bevacizumab, and overall there were 15 deaths in the bevacizumab-treated patients compared to 2 in the control group. Dr. Mark Sosinski commented on these findings.
I'm impressed with the difference in toxicity between the two arms in terms of febrile neutropenia, grade 4 neutropenia. At ASCO last year, the febrile neutropenia wasn't statistically significant. We didn't know that there were 15 treatment-related deaths on the one arm versus 2 on the other arm. So from my point of view, outside of a clinical trial setting, I think I like to know the risk-benefit ratio of this. And it's very clear from this update that there is an increased risk of toxicity by adding bevacizumab. I think the risk is worth the survival gain that one gets. But I think if you look at other regimens that may be more myelosuppressive, whether it be neutropenia or thrombocytopenia, I have a bit of concern until we have some safety data with other regimens.
Alan, what do you think the anatomy is of that increased rate in neutropenia?
Well, I think it may be related to the same process that results in an increase in response rate, that maybe there are supposedly VEGF receptors in the bone marrow, and maybe as a result, there's some impact on the bone marrow that allows for more neutropenia. What should be noted is that of the 5 deaths, I went back and looked at the 5 deaths, and 4 of those deaths occurred in patients 65 or older, 3 of them actually in 70 years and older, which we know from our ECOG database that older folks tend to have more problems with toxicity with grade 4. That's just sort of an FYI. But the incidence itself of 5 deaths is about 1%, a little over 1%. It is a little bit higher than seen with traditional chemotherapy.